The moon is full. A sinister ship emerges through the mist.
What's that thing on the boat?
It's a bear.
It's a yeti.
It smells bad.
Blackbeard, hairiest of them all.
Blackbeard, he shops at Big and Tall.
His name is Beard.
He's got a beard.
He dresses really, really weird.
Blackbeard, hairiest of them all.
Broadcast to you over the Scurvy Dog Network, home of the finest pirate programming. It's another thrilling adventure of Blackbeard the Pirate. Today, Blackbeard recites a poem.
Arr! Ain't it a beautiful night, Sweaty?
Oh, that it is, Captain.
The sound of the waves, the swell of the water.
Nothing like the sea.
And look at that sky. Have you ever seen such a sky?
No, Captain. I never have.
Do you know what they say about a sky such as that?
About the sky?
Aye. Let me see if I can remember. Red sky at night. Your shoes are too tight. Red sky by day. Your shoes are okay.
Are you sure that's right, Captain?
Blimey, of course it's right. Shiver me timbers.
It's just that, well, I learned something a little different.
Oh, what did you learn?
Well, I learned red sky up high, but in your fly. If the sky's green, you best eat your beans.
Blue blazes, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I suppose not.
I do like beans, though.
Oh, aye. Beans are good. Want some more?
Aye. Thanks.
What's up, fellas?
Evening, Mad Garlic Jack.
Beautiful night, isn't it?
Aye.
You fancy some beans?
Oh, thanks. Look at that sky. And the way it reflects off Sweaty's beautiful, bald head reminds me of a poem. Red sky at night, a bald head's all right. But red sky by day, best wear a toupee.
What's a toupee?
It's like a wig, but fancier.
I like it.
That's not how the poem goes!
Hey, you're thinking of this one. If the sky's green, scrub till you're clean. If the sky's pink, it's okay to stink.
I'm not taking a bath!
Don't worry, the sky's almost never green.
I saw a green sky once, after I ate some spoiled peaches. I was riding a clever donkey.
Evening, boys.
Oh, evening, Scarlet.
Evening.
Why, Miss Scarlet, don't you look beautiful tonight?
Stow it, Garlic. Now, what were you boys talking about?
The sky.
Sweaty's bald head.
And we were trying to remember that poem.
Oh, I know the one. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in morning, sailors take warning.
No, that doesn't sound right.
I think it's, if the sky's hazy, get up and go crazy. If the sky's red, go back to bed.
How about, if the sky's yellow, cook up some jello. If the sky's blue, it's pudding for you.
Pudding. Like
red sky up high, loosen your tie. If the sky's brown, pull your pants down.
If a gray sky ye glance, wear no underpants. If a black sky is there, ye best wear two pair.
If the sky's puce, drink plenty of juice. If the sky's teal, then burp like a seal.
You boys are pigs. I'm going to bed.
Arr, women.
Good night, Scarlet. Now, where were we?
We were burping like a seal.
How about this? A red sky at night, you best be polite. But if you see clouds, then toots are allowed.
Toots?
Sure, you know. Toots!
I like it. I see a cloud.
Oh, there's another one!
Well, good thing we lowered the sails. Cloud!
Cloud!
Well, blow me down. There's a cloud.
Cloud!
Cloud!
Join us next time on Blackbeard Pirate Radio when Blackbeard tells a limerick.
There once was a woman named Annie who smelled like an elephant's fanny.
Blackbeard, you can't tell that on the radio.
I suppose you're right. Curses. It was a good night.
Blackbeard, Blackbeard, hairiest of them all.
Blackbeard, Blackbeard, he shops at Big and Tall.
His name is Beard.
He's got a beard.
He dresses really, really weird.
Blackbeard, Blackbeard, hairiest of them all. Read more adventures of Blackbeard the Pirate in Blackbeard and the Birthday Suit, written by Matthew McGilligott and published by Walker & Company. Available at fine bookstores and most exotic ports of call. Visit Blackbeard on the web at www.blackbeard.com. Eat plenty of citrus to avoid scurvy.